You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
The National Theatre's acclaimed production, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, is based on the novel by Mark Haddon, adapted by Simon Stevens, and is a Mirvish presentation currently running at the Princess of Wales Theatre until November 19th. With us to talk about it is the star of the piece, actor Joshua Jenkins, who plays Christopher Boone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Now, Christopher Boone has Asperger's syndrome.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us his age and what are some of the things that he does
so
and how he behaves?
He's 15, mm-hmm. And he's got the most amazing mind and gift for thinking. Mm. He's wonderful at science. He's wonderful with maths and numbers. But he struggles with everyday social interaction. He struggles to read people's facial expressions. He can't understand metaphors. He struggles if things are too loud or too bright. So the story starts where he finds his neighbor's dog dead in the front garden, and he goes on this epic journey to find out who killed the dog.
Which is quite amazing, seeing that he's never been past the end of his street.
Yeah, on his own, yeah. And he goes on this incredible journey from Swindon to London. And there's a section in the play which we call The Odyssey. And it's only a 10-page section, but it goes on for about 25 minutes where Christopher's literally running up the walls.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, I mean, I have experience with Asperger's. My son has a mild form of it. My stepson, a little more severe. How did you approach the character? Did you spend time with people with Asperger's?
We did. Obviously, it's a national theatre production, so you have all the resources that comes with that.
Right.
And we went to several schools in London and met children on the autistic spectrum. Obviously, it's an incredibly broad spectrum.
Yes, so, very much so.
You mean all kinds of different people. We also spoke to parents and teachers and they told us their experience, and they were incredibly sort of open and generous with their time. So you do a lot of research in that sense, but then you come back to this book and to the story. And Mark Haddon says it's never a book about autism, it's a book about these universal themes, love and family and difference and coming of age. But he clearly has some, I don't know, but he clearly must have some experience with people on the autistic spectrum.
Has Haddon seen this production?
Not this particular one in Toronto, but he's seen it previously, back in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Gets his thumbs up?
Yeah, absolutely. He's not a massive fan of flying, so he doesn't want to come all the way to Canada.
Right.
There's also a great deal of humor in this piece. And it's also one of the reasons why is, in particular, is because Christopher does not like to be touched.
No, absolutely. It goes back to the hypersensitive senses that he has. What we tried to visualize when we were creating this was that him being touched is like the shooting pain flying through his body, the physical reaction of physical pain. But yeah, it's how other people misunderstand Christopher, how the punchline and the joke is on the other people, really.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just brutally honest. And there's a lot of humor in the play.
And what I found truly fascinating was that all your thoughts we see on the set, it's all set up.
Yeah.
It's lit up. Every thought you have is lit up. And we watch your thought process, which is just brilliant.
Yeah, so we call it the magic box, which is meant to the set is meant to represent Christopher's mind. And the creators on this team, people like Bunny Christie and Paulie Constable, who did the lighting, they're all won umpteen sort of Olivier Awards and Tony Awards. They're the best in the field in the UK. And they've all come together and produced their best work. And this set, as you say, it may sort of cheat in for an actor, because if Christopher's anxious, the set is just anxious. And that's what you get, you know? It's totally immersive.
Mm-hmm. And another interesting thing that happened, well, it's all interesting, but another fascinating thing that shows us your development and your, I don't know if it's your emotional development, but as you discover more and more in the case, we watch a train a toy train being built.
Yeah.
It's it just goes with the whole piece, and, and it doesn't get completed until the end. We see the degree to which, and there you are running and all over the place. I have no idea how you remember these things.
I don't. Sometimes I don't remember. I forget.
Well, then what do you do?
Make it up.
That's it. Fantastic. Do you, if you do make a mistake, do you find your way back?
You do, yeah. I mean, it's the play itself is like Christopher's mind, and it's been directed and choreographed in the most specific manner you could possibly imagine. And so there's this sort of linear path with the play that even if you make mistakes, it's all there for you, you know, and it's an incredible production. And I mean, obviously I'm biased because I'm in it, but in terms of shows that I've seen in London and the West End, I've not really ever seen a show like Curious before.
Neither have I.
Like you say, with the lighting, the projections, the physical theatre, it really is a sort of one-off, and I do feel incredibly lucky to be in it.
You must be exhausted by the end of each performance.
Yeah, it's pretty tiring, but at the same time, I mean, I wanted to become an actor to play parts like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if I'm not embracing this, then I'm in the wrong industry.
Well, you know, I thought it was a brilliant production. I thought your work was absolutely extraordinary.
Oh,
now,
you.
I know that you've had a good deal of experience beyond your years, right now.
Yeah.
And I see that. I see your work on stage. I know you studied in Scotland. Yes. And but your muscles, every
yeah,
muscle.
You must be like,
it's
Mike, so tense
you should,
by
you
the
just
end
wouldn't
of this.
Believe the abdominal work.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just from like, you know, interacting with these two family members of mine who have Asperger's to a certain degree.
Yeah.
The sheer physicality by the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an incredibly physical show anyway. Mm-hmm. So we had to get into shape for it. So we did boot camp, you know, every morning, an hour of all these horrendous things that I hate. Sit-ups, press-ups, skipping, boxing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just for the physical stamina, you know, for all of us. It's as an ensemble, it's incredibly physically demanding. And we maintain that, so we do it before every show and try to stay in shape. Yeah, we have to. But that's the thing as well, is that you know that this book and this play means so much to so many people that you know as an actor that you have a responsibility to maintain the high standards set by previous, you know, versions of this show.
You have a pet rat.
Yes.
And that is, it actually displays a lot about you and your relationship with people.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have it throughout the whole piece.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you as Christopher?
Well, I think his best friends are animals. Wellington, the dog next, or Toby, the rat. And he can understand, animals don't lie.
No.
You know, animals are very loyal. You know, there's no in between. It's very black and white. You know, it's if an animal's hurt or upset, it's hurt and upset, and that's it. You know, there's no manipulation. There's nothing involved. It's very, very simple. Your relationship with an animal is very pure, and I think Christopher can understand that and can relate to that. He struggles with humans for all those reasons. You know?
Right. And when you go, Mike, I have to tell you, there's
when you go, Mike.
Yes. No, I will. No.
It's at the end of the show. I mean, I hope I'm not giving this away. That's okay to give away. But at the end of the show, people are walking out after they've applauded forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher, tell us, or Joshua, tell us what you do as Christopher. What, you wouldn't believe this monologue.
So
it's
the maths appendix, we call it, and he explains Pythagoras' theorem.
Ah, yes.
But it's all done through with the projections and the lights, and the idea was when it was created was that it's a bit like a Steve Jobs type, you know, a sort of someone who's just reveling in this moment of just maths and tech,
yes,
you know, I think and I don't want to say how the show ends, how that monologue ends. But
it's extraordinary.
Yeah, you do feel like a bit of a rock star.
<You do. laughs>
The closest I'll ever feel.
It's absolutely. We're walking out, and there you come back on stage. And I went, "Hey, look at that!" And
no,
immediately, everybody stops and turns and watches you. You have full focus.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many people understand what I'm saying, but people
do stay
and they watch.
I'm not even sure that's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just all watching that. Well, Joshua, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Your work is brilliant, as is the rest of the cast.
Yeah, it's a sensational cast, one of the best casts and groups of people I've ever worked
You've
with.
You've got terrific teamwork, which I'm sure is essential for this piece.
Oh, it's such an ensemble piece. Mm-hmm. The majority of the cast are on stage for pretty much the whole the whole number. Either they sat on the side or they're there, they're lifting Christopher, they're moving boxes, and it's an incredible ensemble piece. Mm.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Joshua Jenkins about the curious incident of The Dog in the Nighttime. It's currently on at the Princess of Wales Theatre until November 19th. For tickets, go to mervish.com or call 416-872-1212. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.